This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on and you can too. Download today.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, Tech Carnival, drink a toast of the weekend. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time. Today we got what we call a Men's Room Dealer's Choice Bad Choice Friday. Each of us have picked a tune for your entertainment and pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
You must determine out of the four members of the show who you trust most with their musical knowledge, taste, and a great song.
You know who you trust.
So will it be Steve, Mike, myself, or Ted? You vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. Like I said, this is the greatest artist, my pick, that has ever come out of West Virginia. It is a perfect song for a sunny Friday afternoon.
I just can't think of any artists, musical artists, that have come out of West Virginia. I can think of
John Denver.
John Denver, sure.
John Denver is not from West Virginia. He wrote a song about Western Virginia.
Right, Western Virginia, but he says West Virginia, so everyone assumes that it's about West Virginia, yeah. Which
there are
sadly,
country roads in West Virginia.
But that would have been the nicest thing said publicly about West Virginia.
And every bar in West Virginia closes the night with the song.
They do.
Everybody sings it.
It is the state anthem without question.
And it's not even about your state.
The song is just not about West Virginia. It's
right.
It's about the western part of Virginia. The Blue Ridge Mountains are not in West Virginia.
What?
The Shenandoah River runs for maybe a mile.
He loves that mile.
In West Virginia.
His favorite mile.
That is the best mile of the Shenandoah.
This river goes 500 miles, maybe 1 mile of it, even barely touches. But then again, maybe it's harder to rhyme than Monongahela.
That doesn't leave a whole lot of wiggle room.
It really doesn't.
How is the boating going?
I mean, it's going well for us, dude.
As always.
Me and you are kind of neck and neck. We keep going back and forth. And then Mike is in third place this time, today.
Yeah, okay. I'm moving up a little bit so the people are starting to listen because they know. They understand the truth. They get it.
I
always bring the heat no matter what. I get it. Look, I'm the vanilla
guy. I'm bringing the heat.
You're not bringing no heat whatsoever.
Yes, I am.
You mentioned the drive home. You want to have a nice, chill, relaxing drive home.
No, this is going to be a banger, man.
I
think where you went wrong, Miles, is that you said it's an artist out of West Virginia.
Look, man. Trust me on this one. All right? I'm not Rickrolling you. I promise.
I swear to God,
I'm not. This is tired of Ted and Steve winning every time we do this.
Same,
you know?
Man.
Aren't you?
I am. That's why I fight for my position here. Because, again, when we do that, you know, because we're going to play the teasers of what everybody chose at the very end of it. And I see the text rolling.
I'm sure they're very good.
I see the text rolling every time. Damn, I should have chose Mike. Oh, man, Mike made a good choice.
I look at these texts every 30 seconds. I've never seen that. Seen that in the history.
Don't make a mistake. Don't turn me down.
Vote for Mike.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Go ahead.
You want smiles? vote for Miles.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
What? Wow.
What? It's Bad Choice Friday. Vote now if you follow us on X there.
All right, I guess I'll pull out my old slogan. Right, use your head.
Vote for Ted.
What do you got?
My artist's name is also Steve. But here's the thing.
You ready to rock? Vote for the Hawk. Come on now.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, but I'm not worried about your drive home. I picked a blind man. He's obviously not thinking about driving.
He's not really blind.
Yeah. He moved his hand out of the way of a bottle.
He grabbed that microphone. He did.
That was Ray Charles. Yeah, that is the thing about
it. He caught a foul ball in a baseball game, man.
Yeah. Come on. Lying ass.
It is off
line. Right. It is off hand.
Here's one you didn't expect to see. A 65-foot wide sinkhole abruptly swallowed a motorcyclist on a Seoul street on Monday evening.
Welcome to Seoul Street.
And it's so fatally.
Say.
Say, brother. Come on down to Seoul Street. I don't think that happens in South Korea. A motorcyclist.
Oh, so, all right, that's a different Seoul.
Isn't it? A motorcyclist in his 30s was found dead in the sinkhole. Midday Tuesday. It took that long to get him out of there. The man was discovered still wearing his helmet and boots. Rescue teams
Do they add that?
I don't know.
What, do they think he got undressed before he died? Jesus Christ, guys.
They used excavators and shovels to locate his body, and they found his motorcycle and mobile phone prior to reaching him. The BBC reports the moment the sinkhole opened was captured on dash cam video.
Ooh.
And shows a white vehicle in front of the motorcycle narrowly escape. Then the hole completely opens up. There were 2,000 tons of soil and water mixed inside the 65-foot deep hole. He fell 65 feet.
It's like driving off the sixth story of a building.
When it opened up. It was only after draining the area and deploying heavy equipment to remove the soil they were able to locate the man. They don't know why the sinkhole happened. That's under investigation, but either way.
They don't know. The same reason any sinkhole happens.
I mean, sinkholes,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
you might not have known it was coming, but they all open for the exact same reason. Don't bother to investigate. I will say.
Well, you see those. You see cases all the time on the West Coast where a road will wash out. Now, whether that's a landslide or water displacement or whatever the deal is, half the road's gone.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody found that first.
Like, oh, absolutely.
You're coming around that turn, man. You're the first person. The next car after that happens, you're going in.
Remember what was that horrible earthquake in California? Like during the World Series.
89?
96, maybe?
It might have been. I think it was like 89 or whatever. But remember, those people on the Bay Bridge, they didn't know part of that section had fallen, and they just kept driving into it.
And think about that. Like, the bridge does not exist in front of you, but just the way bridges are built. I mean, we have the floating bridge, so you kind of drive down.
Yeah.
If something were to go wrong, you could see it.
It happened last year in Baltimore when that barge hit the bridge. And knocked that whole middle section down.
Oh, yeah,
and
on the Key Bridge.
Then it started to do a domino effect on some of the other areas in between the pillars.
Yeah.
And some of those areas opened up. So even it wasn't where the boat hit the bridge.
But the whole thing ended up going down.
Caused such displacement that a bunch of different sections just kind of fell down. What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
I'll tell you what, right? Like, I was just back there, right, like a month and a half ago. I don't think people can fathom how bad that traffic is now without that bridge there.
I mean, the bridge, so...
You got to go all the way around and go through the tunnel and stuff. And those streets are already horrible because...
Streets suck.
It's Baltimore, and then you have that much traffic on it. I mean, it was... I swear to God, me and my cousin from Cape Cod, we were like, these streets are like a third ward country.
And what makes it worse is, you know, basically that bridge... And, like, you can take the bridge to bypass a lot of the things Ted's talking about. But also, that's where all the heavy cargo goes, right? Because the shipyard's there. So you're talking all the cargo that comes into Baltimore, right, when it rolls, and I want to say it's the second busiest port on the East Coast behind New York. So there's a lot of cargo, but not all those big-ass trucks. They have to cut through the city streets. And remember when the West Seattle Bridge was down for a while? At that point, my parents lived over in West Seattle. So it was real easy to get there when the bridge was there. Well, now they got to shut down the bridge. They got to do the repairs. But again, you forget how many 18-wheelers take that thing.
Yeah.
So you're cutting through all of these residential neighborhoods with very residential streets, you know, parallel parking on both sides, median in the middle with trees, and you're behind all these 18-wheelers and watching them trying to navigate these little narrow-ass tiny streets that were never built. But, I mean, you're talking like 8 of them at a time. So every time we went over there, it went from being a 20-minute drive to like an hour-and-a-half drive.
Ted, you're talking about how crappy, just as far as the condition of the roads in that area, as far as the potholes and everything else. I am not lying to you when I say this. When I was in Zimbabwe, in areas where the guy would not stop the van at a red light because he was afraid that we might be robbed.
Sure.
Right? The roads there were 100 times better than the roads in Ballard. There were no potholes.
Really?
They were well marked.
Huh.
You could see the lines on the roads.
You will be mugged here.
They were flat.
Mugging. Yield to buggers.
You're in a robbing zone.
Yes. You might get robbed and killed, but
it's smooth ride.
It's a smooth ride, and it's well marked.
Yeah.
And if you're a motorcyclist or whatever, you don't have to worry about sticking your front tire into a giant hole like you do on Leary or whatever the deal is. I swear to you, the roads in the middle of frickin' nowhere.
Yeah, Leary is awful.
Africa are better than Ballard. Hands down.
How is that?
I don't know. Because we pay a lot in taxes. What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Wasn't there a guy a few years ago that, like, I don't know if he was running for mayor or governor, and he basically was like, traffic sucks, man.
Mayor.
Yeah, he's like, that's what I'm doing.
And I actually read his whole thing. You know, they send you the pamphlet, you read through all the crap, they're all going to say.
I like that.
This is why I'm qualified. And this guy's like, look, I have no qualifications, all right? I'm sick of the effing traffic here. I'm going to coordinate the traffic lights. We're going to spend some money on the roads. It's like, that's my pitch. School.
Ooh, you know what would be better?
I don't know.
You know be
birthrights? I don't know. Immigration? I don't know. The
doesn't
traffic
matter.
Yeah. Here's another, fix traffic.
Here's another one. I'm going to time out traffic lights. That right man, there, please. Man. If you could do that, man, you'd win every time.
Brother.
I will time these out so you can go through one and then go through the next one without having to stop at each individual light on 4th. I can do that.
4th, same with 5th. Maybe not downtown, but 5th northeast, whatever it is, and getting near Northgate.
Yeah.
It is, it's a very short drive from my kid's school to my home. It is not a long drive, and I've dropped more expletives in this short-ass drive. And it's not the traffic. It's not other drivers. Everyone drives just fine up there. It's the way the lights are timed out. And the thing that pisses me off most is, you know, it's 2 o'clock in the morning, man. I stop at this red light for 2 minutes, and it's a three-way intersection, and there is no one coming from the east from the east. There's no other direction you could possibly go, and you just wait and wait.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns green, and we go, and we drive 100 yards, get to the bottom of this hill, and a light, it's always timed out to go red, and it turns red, and once again, it's another three-way intersection. There is zero traffic. I lose my frickin' mind. My kids probably learned how to cuss from listening to me on this one little stretch of road, and I'm like, guys, Jesus Christ, at least do a weighted system like a normal place.
Yeah.
If there is no traffic.
Do you realize that they've replaced every single sidewalk in Ballard and haven't even thought about doing the roads?
That probably has to be a mess.
Like, hey, look at this. Look at these brand new sidewalks. Like, I'm driving. What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Love your show.
Oh, hey, thank you, man.
Hey, bro.
I was driving to work about 6:30 in the morning down a mountain road, and in front of me on the right was a minivan with its hazard lights on. As I drove around it, I realized there's an old, short, round woman in a pink bathrobe bent over a dead buck with a hacksaw hacking off the horn.
Oh, right. That's a woman right there, man. she just wanted the rack. She didn't want any of the meat.
Nope, she just wanted the rack.
Huh. Interesting.
Wow. Do you think she hit the deer, or do you think she just saw the deer and said, oh, hell yeah?
The car was fine. I think she just saw the deer and said, heck yeah.
That's a great way to get scabies.
Yeah, really.
I mean, I'm dead serious. It really is. Take scabies, you
name
it.
And ticks.
Yep.
Where was this that you saw this?
This was Highway 9 going into Santa Cruz, and that was the 89 earthquake of Loma Prieta.
Oh, you experienced the 89 earthquake.
Yeah, it was 89 earthquake that took out the Bay Bridge. That was actually the Loma Prieta earthquake.
Was it more intense in the south part in Santa Cruz than it was other areas?
Yeah, it was about 2 miles from my house.
Okay. What does it feel like? So I've heard it, because I just heard recently there's two different types of earthquakes. I do not remember what they are. They said the one, you feel like you're shaking. The other type, you feel like it's almost like the ground is liquid and it's waves rolling under your feet.
This was both. It started shaking, so I thought, oh, this one's actually big. I'll actually stand in the doorway like I'm supposed to. And I could see the hallway tweaking down the hall. And I thought, forget it. I'm running out of the house.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll tell you what.
I ran out of the house, and the power lines were swinging so bad, I realized I'm not safe out here either.
So where do you end up staying? Do you go, like, in your front yard or front area? I mean, what's the best place to be then?
Outside, away from the power poles.
Okay. Right. Did you live there growing up, or did you own a home there?
I was 16 at the time growing up.
Gotcha. All right. God almighty, man. That road between Santa Cruz and San Jose is one of the most dangerous interstates I've ever been in my life. It winds up a mountain, man, and you think there's so many S-turns, and the speed limit is 65, and people are driving it. It is absolutely like the Autobahn on top of a mountain. It is terrifying. What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shannon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
We decided after 2020, we bought a car in 2020, and we decided we were going to take a trip to Illinois. We drove all the 2,000-something miles from Tacoma to Illinois.
Why were you going to Illinois?
I mean, were you just
throwing darts at a map?
So we just decided to drive there. I'm like, why?
No, we had friends that were military, and they had retired, and they went back to their family. So we were going to go visit because we were so house sick that it was crazy. So we were like, 2,000 miles is not bad. And we took off. We went all the way over, spent some time, came back. We got back into coming across 90, and our car's like 2 years old. We just put the first couple thousand miles on it. We pulled out of Spokane, and I'm driving, and it was probably 9:30 at night, and I saw a dog dash right under my front tire. And I looked at my rear view, and there was a semi-truck behind me. So that dog is no longer.
Did you see the semi make contact with our canine buddy?
I did not, but I did rip up the front of that car. Holy crap.
Oh, man.
The car went right back in the shop.
That's bad. And I've told this before, but I don't know. I'm like 16 or whatever, but riding on 95. This is in Baltimore, but my father's driving. He drives very fast. We've got parents in the front seat. I'm in the back seat. There's not much going on. Like I said, it's at night, maybe 9:30. And this white dog just shoots out of the trees, tries to run across 95. And by the time you see it, it's already too late, right? So my father hits this dog, and it makes an awful sound. Not the dog itself, but the sound of the thud. And when we look out the back, you see the dog still rolling down the street kind of thing. And my father's like, oh, my God, I just hit a... And as he's saying that, a black dog, who we're assuming had been with the white dog, and these are sizable dogs, but like a shepherd size, he hits that one, right? So we hit the first one. My dad's like, oh, my God, I hit it. Just like, oh, my God. And I cannot explain just how bad everyone felt. Like, nobody said anything. It just got, like, super quiet.
You should have at least gone for ice cream after that.
I know
that sounds terrible, but I mean, like, I know it's something. But if, like, my kid,
all right, I got it to mind, and it is dark. But it, so my dad, he's driving.
I can tell it's dark.
It is so dark. But he ran over a squirrel.
All right.
Right now, as a kid, you're like, all right, but it's a squirrel.
Sure.
And he is visibly upset, right?
From a squirrel.
Okay. Dude, it's so dark. And he's just like, and we're like, you all right? He just goes, I haven't killed anything since Vietnam.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus, like, God. Right?
Oh, no.
You talk about quiet rest of the ride. And I mean, I can remember, like, we were going to like our favorite pizza place. It was like, you know, like a specific one that was like 20 minutes away. And I mean, not a word was spoken that entire ride.
Man, we had a squirrel in Pennsylvania. And it was no big deal, except my daughter, man, right? She's maybe 5, so this is real important to her, this kind of thing. Because you see the squirrel doing the dance. What'd you say, Ted? Why do squirrels act like every day is their first day being a squirrel, right? So it's doing I don't know where to go kind of dance. And there's nothing we can do, man. We're only 65, so you hear it hit the bottom of the car. Not the tire, but you was like, damn, right? So we thought the kids were asleep, and then I hear my daughter go, did we just kill that squirrel? So I turned around, and like, she's already getting misty-eyed, man. So I was like, hey, no, man. I said, he just bumped his head on the bottom of the car, and he's probably, like, rubbing his head, going like, ow. My son's about 3 at the time. That's the first time he looked at me like, bull ass. But he was smart enough not to say anything to do his system a breakdown. But the way he mean-mugged me, like, you just lied. That squirrel is dead as F. And it's like, yeah, man, that squirrel's gone.
I mean, it doesn't involve a car, but you talk about siblings, right? Because I think your kids are about, like, kind of like Irish twins, like me and my sister.
Year and a half, yeah.
Right. we got fish once for, like, just, you know, goldfish in the bowl.
Sure.
And I, same thing. Like, basically, it was the option was you get two goldfish or you can get each get a toy. I was still to this day, team toy.
Yeah.
She wanted the fish. We got the fish. So, like, a week later, we come home. She goes, look, the fish are sleeping. And I didn't miss a beat. I was like, nope, they're dead.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Just like my toy that I never got.
Yeah, my daughter, man.
Just like my dreams of that toy.
Her first fish, she's like 5 years old. And like anything, man, that fish was gone in like 2 days. But she just started school, so like, no worries, dude. Go to the pet store, replace it. She has no freaking idea. That fish, about a month later, well, no. So she gets up in the morning and sees the fish is floating sideways. Eyes are kind of cloudy. And I'm like, baby, the fish is asleep. Don't worry about it. She's like, okay. So we run out. We get a new fish. She's none the wiser. What happens again a couple weeks later, right? Goddamn thing is sideways, eyes all cloudy again. Baby, she's like, Dad, this one's dead. I'm like, okay. The jig is up, man. I'm like, by the way, this is also your second one.
Mm-hmm. You could have picked a different name.
What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Did you know that your health insurance could cover appointments with a registered dietitian? Nourish will match you with a dietitian for personalized nutrition advice. And since Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Aetna, and United, 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online from home, plus message them anytime on the Nourish app for support on the go. With hundreds of five-star reviews, you can count on Nourish to guide you on your health journey. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, ladies in the Leawood area. Beaumont Health and Wellness is here and offers award-winning wellness and beauty treatments like hormone therapy, weight loss, body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Right now, get our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to recharge your body. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
Coming up at 4:35, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Right after emails on our question, what have you seen on the road that you will never forget? A creepy Adeline Uber driver who masturbated in front of a terrified female passenger while driving her home has escaped jail time over the incident.
What?
Taylor Pimlott is recounting her horrific experience, describing how she found herself holding back tears and fearing she would be raped on what was supposed to be a quick and quiet journey home during rush hour. She was taking a 20-minute trip home last October when something caught her eye in the front seat.
A penis.
Causing her to look up from her phone, only to realize the driver was masturbating behind the wheel. Now, usually when someone takes her pants down, they ruffle down a bit or something, she said. I saw none of that. I just saw this subtle hand gesture. I could see clearly that he had his penis out, and he was masturbating.
Clearly.
I can see clearly now you waxed a carrot.
She considered calling police right then.
Her mind was racing. She screamed at the driver, attempted to get out of the moving vehicle, and immediately contacted her mom and boyfriend to tell them what was happening and managed to capture footage of the man to use as evidence for the police. There was a part of me that thought, oh, God, I could die. This man could touch me. My brain was frozen. My heart was pounding. I was petrified. Now, this happened in over in England. A text to her mom read, "Mum, I'm about 10 minutes away from home. I need you to wait outside for me. I'm in an Uber, and this man has his penis out." She said she decided her best option was to pretend she hadn't noticed out of fear the driver might lash out if she confronted him. When she arrived home, her mom was waiting outside, and she had to ask him to unlock the doors. He fully turned around and looked at me, and in the most creepy voice I've ever heard goes, "Thank you so much." And she said, "You're welcome." Our question, what have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So this was quite a few years ago. My girlfriend at the time, we're going to Western up in Bellingham, and we were loaded up with all of it. It's the end of the summer. We're going back to school in the fall, and her dad's truck, I'm driving. She's in the passenger seat, and we have all of this furniture and boxes. It was like a old F-250 pickup truck. And one of the things that she had to have was her parents' old glass-topped dining table. And this thing was like, the glass top was what, big dining table, seated six, I think. Like 3 feet wide by probably 5 or 6 feet long.
All right.
In the bed of the truck. And I'm like, this is a terrible idea. We actually kind of got in a fight over it. This piece of glass in the back of this truck, driving an hour and a half. I don't feel right about it. It might be dangerous. So we put it in the back like a fin, and it's on end, like a fin, packed in with all these boxes, and it's strapped down. Well, we're about halfway up, and it starts rattling like crazy. She and I both, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, she looks back, and I start to say out loud, "Hey, we should pull," boom, and it flies, no, I am not, no S, it flies out of the back of the truck, and we can't see it, and I'm looking in the rearview mirror, slowing down, and it lands upright, like the long ways is upright, and just completely pulverizes. She, like, this quiet scream, like, oh, my God. And a cute little car, little Honda, drives right through this pulverized glass, probably 30 or 40 yards behind us. And we're like, I'm like, oh, my God, I've just killed this small family. This is horrible. We pull over. They pull over. They get out. Everything is fine.
Wow.
It just disappeared. Like, is it tempered that breaks into super small pieces? If I could have crapped myself, I would have. So crazy. And then it was just nothing. They pulled over because they saw something, saw us pull over. They're fine. They're not, you know, it was weird.
Do you take this opportunity to say, this is what I was trying to tell you, or do you just keep your mouth shut?
It's funny you bring that up, because that was a crossroads, and I made a decision in that moment to just say, I told you so, and that essentially was the end of our relationship.
Well,
oh, wow.
We were not on that great of terms anyway. Maybe it was a gift from heaven.
I was going to say, I told you so you can get away with when you're married. Like, hey, you can be mad, but we're not getting divorced about this. But I just wanted to point out that I told you this was a bad idea. And it goes both ways. But, yeah, while you're still dating, like, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
I wonder what that piece of glass cost to replace. Because it's got to be sturdy enough to hold whatever's on the table.
Yeah.
So it can't just be a thin piece of glass. It needs to be something that's a little bit more substantial.
Yeah, of course. It's not cheap, but, you know.
No. What have you seen on the road you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So,
So this was, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. I was on a road trip with my then girlfriend and her cousin going from Eureka, California to somewhere in Nevada. The ultimate destination was Carson City, but I don't remember exactly where this highway was. But she was driving at the time. It was getting to be later in the evening. We decide, hey, you know, we're going to switch drivers, so we're planning to pull over, and right as we start to pull over, she ends up running over a bunny.
Mm. Oh. Sounds like Miles.
Okay.
Yeah. So I get out. I love bunnies. So I get out, and I just go move this bunny off to the side of the road and, you know, kind of petting it because animals are amazing. And then it died its dying breath as I was petting it, and I was just like, okay, well, this sucks.
Well, so then, why'd you pet that? You knew the thing was going to die. By the way, just real quick, man. Mike, listen, man. Miles has the same problem that you do. It's like, if you want to minimize the impact of the story, because Miles, you ran over a lawnmower, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the problem is, and I've heard the story, I'm like, if you said rabbits, it's not so bad.
But I killed bunnies.
But when you call it a bunny,
correct,
it's so much worse. If you said, man, my girlfriend hit a rabbit, you go, man, that sucks. But when your girlfriend hits a bunny, well, now it's entirely different.
That's fair. But that's not even the end of it. After I started driving, about 10 minutes into driving, you know, everything's fine. And I see something in the middle of the road. I'm like, oh, it must be a plastic bag. You know, people are lame and littering all the time.
Thank you.
So I just think it's a plastic bag. And as I'm about to hit it, it looks up and looks into my soul, and I realize it's an owl.
Oh, no.
And I'm just like, oh, God. And then I hit it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a monster. And again, I make the mistake. I pull over, move it to the side of the road. Owls are unbelievably soft. Didn't want to find out that way.
Right.
But, you know, it also died its dying breath. And then we start driving again, and we're just like, this highway sucks. It is now the highway of death, and we are never taking this highway again.
Yeah.
But the thing you took out of this is that owls are remarkably soft.
Mm-hmm.
They are so soft. It was incredible.
Okay.
But sad to find out during that time.
When I hit that family of quails, it looked like a poof of pink cotton candy. Like,
right.
Poof. So I pull over, man, and I'm picking out a couple of unidentifiable parts out of my grill, and I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me, man. Like, my whole front of my car looked pink.
Do you take it to the car wash, or what do you do?
I was on my way to, like, Gamble Sands to play golf. There's nothing really in
Brewster. I got a tea time.
I don't even think they wash their car out there. It's so dirty, and, you know, it's the desert, so there's no point in doing it because half the people who work there are driving on the dirt road to go get an apple.
Right.
So, I mean.
I remember the first time I saw.
They don't really do car washes.
First time I saw a bug hit the window. Like, I knew bugs hit the window, but just riding with my father, and I don't know what the bug was, but you just hear the little. And then it's all the green splatter. And I'm just like, golly, man. My dad's like, the exact same thing would happen to you if you got hit by a truck. I'm like, that's a good point, man. Yep.
What have you seen on the road that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Positive Friday.
Positive
Hola.
Friday.
Hola. Hey, I was coming back from way out there in Boise, Idaho, and it's about 3:30 in the morning, just outside of Yakima, and a couple of cop cars come screaming up. They're driving as fast as I've ever seen a cop car. Lights on. They pull me over. They go, come on back here with us. And I'm like, what's going on? And all of a sudden you heard it's pitch black. It's dark, but you're hearing. And out of just the darkness, the largest group of elk I've ever seen, I think it was all of them from the state of Washington, like were herding. And for the next 45 minutes, I watched elk with these cops as they cruised over I-90, man. It was the most crazy, amazing. Where's
that is
Marlon
wild.
Perkins?
So I guess what? Crazy. The cops knew the elk were coming and just wanted to get you off the road?
Yeah. They were telling me that they have collars on some of them. So they monitor them. And so they knew it was like this huge herd. And they were running. No idea why.
It is weird when you have a traffic situation. We were going to, I think we had something at either the Muckleshoot Casino, Mike, or White River. I don't know what it was.
It was Mike's wedding, wasn't it?
Oh, it was your wedding. That's exactly what it was.
was something down there.
No, I know, but I was down on a different road. So I was like on a two-lane road for a reason. I was going to your wedding. That's exactly right. And I had to stop and let an entire herd of cattle go across the road in front of me. Now, there were people directing the cattle.
Sure.
They were out.
But cowboys.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cattle. Now, again, back to when I was in Africa, we had to wait for 35 minutes for the baboons to get off the road. There was an entire army of them, but they were walking down the road.
Like, oh, so they're not crossing.
They weren't crossing. That was their road.
Can you honk at them, or would they that get them aggressive?
I don't know what the rules are. You might have to keep a certain distance, but it was affecting everybody. So,
no, wait, are you in an open-top vehicle?
I was in a van.
Okay.
Going on
all
the
right.
airport.
Just watching baboons lead the way.
But they were in front of us. They were just walking. They kept turning around like, yeah, whatever, try to pass us, you know. We're just going to take our time. So we had to wait for at least 30 minutes while these guys just walked up the road the same direction we're going. And so
did they peel off?
There were people stopped who were coming the other way, and then they walked by them. Then they could go. But all the cars were just waiting, going the other direction. We're waiting for them to walk past them.
What do you think would happen if you honked at a baboon? Not a baboon, but a group of them.
This was like 200 baboons.
Oh, yeah, don't. Yeah, don't
same thing happens with the bison in Yellowstone.
Sure.
Like, sometimes they're just cruising up the road, and traffic just has to stop. You got to let the bison do what the bison does.
I mean, can you honk? I'm trying to think, like, I feel like I can honk at a bison. I feel better than I do a baboon. I don't think either one's a great idea. I'm just like about to pick. Like, I'm honking at the bike. Like, get out of the road, man.
What have you seen on the road you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
I was driving over to, where was I going? I think Crater Lake. And I forget the route I took, but I was in some small town in Oregon. And it's weird. It's like a Friday evening. There's no traffic. And there's just one little white dog just sitting in the middle of the road. And same thing. I pulled up. I stopped. I honked at him. He didn't really move. Drove around him. I was like, I don't know what happened to that dog.
Was he sleeping or was he sitting up?
He was just sitting up looking at me. Like, but it was just odd. There was like nobody on the streets. It's like, what is he doing?
Come on, I want you to do it. Hit me.
Hey, man, I'm done with this life.
I can't stand this part.
You candy ass got it.
I live in rural Oregon.
Don't be a bitch. Hit me.
But just, he didn't, I mean, it didn't look like a wild dog. Like, it was too small. Like, had to be somebody's dog. But like, this little town had like rolled up the doors at like 6:30 p.m.
I'm locked out. Run me over.
I knew you didn't have the stones to do it. Come on, hit me.
You giant pee.
That dog thinks you're a candy ass now. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
And he should. I stopped.
Hola.
Hola.
How y'all doing, fellas?
Great, man.
Positive front.
Positive. Yeah, so craziest thing I've seen, I was taking my fiance and my daughter out to Silverwood in Idaho, and we were just having like our first like family trip together, and we were, you know, everyone's at high spirits, and there's like three lanes of traffic going in both directions, and there's like a big ditch in the middle, and I couldn't tell you what road. It's just near Silverwood, if you ever been out there. And it looked like an SUV was trying to swerve away from another car, and they ended up successfully swerving away, but in the process went into this ditch and barrel rolled like six times. And then the passenger side pretty much was like up in the air. So like I pull over immediately, and like I gotta go. Like this happened in real time. I'm pulling over. Like my first instinct was just to help these people. So like I arrived there first, and there's a couple other people that pulled over. They're coming out to come help this couple. And it's like this older gentleman in the front. And he's just like, oh, I'm all right. I'm all right. I'm like, dude, you just flipped like six times. And this woman in the back is screaming. And she's like, I was like, we're going to get you out. We're going to get you out. And she starts going, get the chickens. I said, what? She's like, get the chickens. So like they had chickens in this SUV. And so I was like, no, we're going to get you guys out first, just, you know, as long as you're not, you know, hurt or anything, but we need to, like, try to get you out gently and quickly, you know. But it was just wild to me that the woman's first response was to save these chickens.
I mean, and obviously you got to try to be decent about this, like, lady, I'm not saving chickens before I save your life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
You think she was, how many chickens did she have?
So I stayed to help the man out and her, and then there was like a whole crowd of people, and like she was still like talking about getting her chickens out, And so I saw a couple people assist with that, but I had already crossed the road and like, all right, I'm dipping now. But I was just more concerned about their safety.
So
but,
wait.
Yeah, that kind
of... You got them out of the vehicle, but you didn't make any effort to help the chickens that she was so worried about.
No, I did not.
Good job.
Okay.
I make fun of Oregon a lot, but
fried chicken for all I cared, man. It was just like, you know, their lives matter a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. Yeah.
I have talked to people.
I think going with the human was the right call.
Gave my chickens. Okay, no.
You've been to Boise, right?
I have been to Boise.
Okay. Now, how would you compare rural Idaho to rural Oregon, which is a little bit more strange? Because I've heard Idaho is weirder. But I've never, I really have not been. I've been like across to Coeur d'Alene and that was it. So yeah. I haven't really explored Idaho, but.
I mean, I guess Boise was a little bit better just because it's a semblance of like a city, right? It's really small. Okay. And I was there for like a football game, so that was kind of fun. But yeah, I don't know, man. Some of those towns in Oregon, especially out there in the eastern part, are just insane.
What have you seen on the road you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, so we're driving back from the San Juans on Labor Day weekend. It's been a dozen years ago. And it's pretty busy traffic. You know what it always is. Just kind of chill on the road. And traffic's getting kind of slow, and then we're in the middle lane. And there's like an extra white stripe in the middle of the road. Like, oh, all right. And about, I don't know, 100 yards later, all of a sudden all the cars in front of me split to go into the side lanes. And there's a boat in the middle of the road.
A boat?
No trailer. Like an 18-foot runabout. No boat or no trailer. No cars on the side of the road, nothing. It was terrible.
Do you think someone just lost their boat and had no idea?
I think they lost it and said, let's hit the gas and get the hell out of here.
All right. I mean, it's like a car. It is registered in your name. That's the problem with the boat. Exactly. It can be identified, and the owner can be identified
as well.
Yeah, you
can't just leave it there. I like that, though. Whatever, man. Yeah. It was weighing us down.
Still to come, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC at 4:35, and we've got your emails coming up next to the men's room at KISW.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.